I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. No other composer in recent history was able to adapt to the changing styles of his time like Igor Stravinsky. He was a composer of international acclaim, with ties to Russia, Switzerland, Germany, France, and even Hollywood. During his long life, he saw war, revolution, and dynamic shifts in artistic expression. Nevertheless, he was always in touch with his own compositional voice. His music of any style or genre sounds like Stravinsky. Stravinsky started taking piano lessons when he was 9, and by his teenage years, he developed an interest in improvisation and composition. After his father's death, the composer Rimsky-Korsakov became like a father figure for Igor. They would meet regularly, even after Stravinsky finished university, got married, and started a family. After Rimsky-Korsakov's death, Stravinsky's music began to make an impression on the art scene in St. Petersburg and caught the attention of Sergei Diaghilev. Diaghilev invested in the young composer by commissioning him to write a ballet for the 1910 season of the Ballet Russe, entitled The Firebird. The success of this work changed Stravinsky's life forever. He became an international sensation and continued to compose new ballets for Diaghilev, including Petrushka and The Rite of Spring. Then, war was declared in 1914. The Ballet Russe were on hold. Stravinsky's publishers were in Germany, and his ties to Russia were severed. He found himself in Switzerland for the remainder of the decade. The Bolshevik Revolution made it impossible for him to return home. In 1920, he moved his family to Paris, where he wrote his last ballet for Diaghilev, Ponchinella. By the 1930s, Stravinsky's music was in demand in the United States, and his ties to Europe were waning. In the span of months, he lost his eldest daughter, his wife, and his mother. Right after war was declared in 1939, he left for North America. He made many appearances in locations around the United States and eventually settled in Hollywood, California. The 1940s, though, were a difficult time for Stravinsky since its European copyrights didn't apply to the United States, making it difficult to earn a living. This changed in the 50s and 60s when he was introduced to Robert Kraft. This younger composer, conductor, and author encouraged an aging Stravinsky to continue to write new works. Kraft published many volumes of interviews with Stravinsky and accompanied him on extensive tours of Europe and his eventual return to Russia after 50 years in 1962. Stravinsky's health began to fail. In 1969, he left Hollywood and moved to New York, where he passed away at the age of 88. He's buried just outside of Venice, close to Diaghilev's grave. Find out more about Igor Stravinsky and follow the timeline at vpr.net/timeline.